There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Chap Oscar, his beautiful wife Marcia, all their friends and family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends and family worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to the show today on erectile dysfunction. That's right, folks. Today we are going to cover erectile dysfunction. And who better to discuss that than our friend Chap Oscar Smith, a pastor for over 30 years, a spiritual leader over 30 years, a marketplace leader, a man for all seasons.
Today, Chapaska talks about this election, one like no other. Today in the USA, it is the big day, the day we get to choose we want to be our next president. Feelings run so high that we cannot even imagine that the candidate we are not voting for will be the winner. How can we ever move on if our choice is not the choice of the people? If the winner is not the one we want in the White House, how can we move on? What does the future look like? How can the country come together? How can we move forward? It is all about leadership and ensuring that we can unite our country and work together for peace and harmony. Chap Oscar will shed some light on this very dark election. Here he is, our friend, our spiritual counsel, Chap Oscar. Welcome to the show on this historic day.
Well, Joyce, thank you. And my prayer is this show will actually go viral. What we're going to share today, I want to just start out, Joyce, with an opening statement that there is someone who will not and who cannot forget us. Someone that knows us from birth, in life, and in death. And a friend who is always aware of even the most minute details of our lives. And Joyce, we have to really, here it is, election day, a big day. We all have electile dysfunction at this hour, but we have to believe in the promises of God at this hour.
I so agreed that everything will turn out for the best. We pray that the best woman will win. I couldn't resist that. Back to you, Chap.
Well, you know, Joyce, the thing is, hold on 1 minute.
Chap,
I'm right here, Joyce.
Go ahead.
No, I got so excited about what you said. Really wasn't prepared to talk about a particular party winning or not winning. But, you know, we serve a God that does not go back on his promises. And, you know, our proclamation that we have on our currency, we make anytime we trade with people, is in God we trust. And God does not go back on his promises, Joyce. And so the Bible says, but even the very hairs of our head are all numbered. And that's Luke 12:7. So regardless of who wins, now I hope and pray that whoever, because we got many thousands of listeners today, everybody's in anticipation. But at the end of the day, God is someone who remembers. He'll walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. Whether your person wins or the other person wins, God, Joyce, at the end of the day, is almighty.
Yes, amen to that. And we have to go deep inside that no matter who wins, we will be able to move forward. We will be able to unite, do our part in uniting the country. So as a chaplain, have you had many people come to you for counsel? How do I handle this? The psychologists, the psychiatrists have their offices full with this election. The stress level is through the roof. Chap Oscar, what's your counsel?
Well, even this morning, I had a meeting with about 30 other men. We meet once a week. In fact, I have two meetings a week, early morning meetings, where we just gather and kind of fellowship with each other, all of us from all different walks of life. And so I get hit everywhere I go. What's it look like? What's going on? And it's going to be a distinguishing and noteworthy moment for America. It's going to be, I believe, the most significant election of my life. I believe people have camped out on the differences we have as a nation. But I have to encourage people. I have not spoken on the election at all. I made it a purpose to not get involved with a conversation on elections this year because it is so sensitive.
Toxic.
It's toxic. That's a great word, Joyce. And, you know, when God's your traveling companion, you know good and well religion and politics, they don't mix well.
True. And I never seen the divisiveness is not only around the country, it's between husband and wife, siblings, your best friends, because our passion, who we want to win, is so strong that we can't even hear what the other side has to say. I know families that are that divisive on the election. It's creating even more stress.
Yes, it is, Joyce. And that's why I can only, and I believe that's why you had me to be your special guest for Electile Dysfunction. I can only be a source of encouragement when I go to my source, which is God's Word, the Bible. It's been a real good remedy for me, for people that don't really even have a relationship with God. I've had all kinds of people hit me with all kinds of questions, and this one's right. In fact, this morning, several of the guys are saying, well, you know, my person will cure all of this about abortions. And then the other one saying, you know, what's going to happen with this? And so I just say, and I rely on Psalms 91, verses 10 through 11. And, you know, people don't have to write it down, but they should remember Psalms 91, 10 through 11. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. And really right now, Joyce, we, you, myself, the listeners, we all need to be in a prayer of agreement for peace. Whoever wins, God bless them. And we have to come back to a nation that pursues peace with our brothers and sisters and our neighbors.
What you're saying is so right on, Chap Oscar. It's the kind of thing we have to agree to disagree. Half this country is going to be on the wrong side of the election. We have to come together. We have to unite. Divided we fall, united we stand. As a country, as a family, we have to stand together. We have to agree to disagree. If we lose, no matter how painful, frustrating, upsetting, we have to make our future work by coming together.
That is so true, Joyce. And, you know, one of the things this summer, as far out as 6-7 months ago, you know, Memorial Day and 4th of July, I mean, this election season has been heated up for over a year or two. And I just think this country has taken on an atmosphere of hatred. I mean, I was up in Gatlinburg last weekend, and typically Gatlinburg is in the mountains of Tennessee. Typically the fall leaves the fall view from the mountains is so colorful, but they have had a drought, the first drought they have in their history. So I believe all of that's part of the animosity. I mean, everywhere you go, tension is hatred and division is in the air, and you have to be sensitive. And that's why I'm not walking around with a bad attitude, because I'm not going to buy into somebody else's mess. I'm going to stay with what works for me, and that's the love walk.
Oscar, when you reference the hatred, racism going on, the vitriol, I have seen, you know, in the news media, many anti-Semitic slogans. I have seen a case in someone's backyard where they had two dummies hanging from a tree that were African Americans. It just made me sick at these symbols of hatred, that you'd think by now we would be past that. So all of a sudden, they're bringing into this election anti-Semitism, any racism against black people. And what do we have? The Ku Klux Klan coming out to endorse Donald Trump in the middle of all of this. And that's what we're dealing with. So he, in my mind, is a symbol of that. I understand you want to stay impartial. That's fine. But I am so crazed about this election, so concerned about the future of our country. I just can't hold back my passion.
Well, I can feel that, Joyce. And I can tell you one of the things that I was very guarded with the last 12 months or so is who I trade with. You're not going to come to my house with a swastika on your license plate and a Trump bumper sticker or whatever, and I'm gonna finance your hatred towards me. And
right.
So it's just crazy. I really believe that we need to understand that even the spiritual community, or I'll put it this way, the religious community, has been very disappointing, because they all have chosen to embrace a party, an individual outside of their belief system. And, you know, when we lose contact with the presence of God, who is with us always, we have to really, really question that individual, that leader. And there are people now, not very surprising to me, that has pledged allegiance. Now, like I said, one party or the other, but I believe we have people now who have raised their hand that do not need our support as a community, as a neighborhood, as a people. These people are raising their hand and they're pumping and putting out despair in the air. And so I can say from the religious community, we have to be real careful after these elections going back into financing their work.
Yes, that's something
to totally to note when you buy from someone. I heard support someone. I heard in New York, as most people know, I've come from New York. I'm a former New Yorker. But I hear there are activists all over New York with signs that say, don't move into Trump's buildings, don't buy his products. Now, that's coming about not because of whatever, you know, if he has something in favor to make America great again. America is great, always was great. But they're so concerned about the damage he's done to our democracy already. He doesn't know if he'll concede the election. That all depends on if he wins or loses. So there's so much going on that doing damage to make our country the laughingstock around the world. And when he says if he's elected, the first thing he'll do is make sure Hillary gets locked up. That's the right from the book of the dictators. That's what they say. The first thing they do is lock up any opposition. Next thing they do is suppress the press. And that's what Donald is all about, right from the Putin rule book, right from the rule book of dictators. So I can't help but be passionate and scared about the future of our country.
Well, Joyce, like I said, you have every right to feel how you feel. And Chap Oscar, because I maintain my source and I'm trying it's very hard to stay with the discipline of what thus says the Lord. And I could just share today, Joyce, here it is, electoral dysfunctional day. Nothing or no one is more powerful than God, and no one cares more than the Lord about America. And so we today have to kind of move our life forward. Despite who the new leader is, we got to make God the new leader once again. God has to reign in our lives again. He's got to reign into our communities again. He's got to reign in our hearts again. And to move forward, Joyce, constructively, it really, we need to be bigger than the elections. And we have to move with new godly leadership. And if God is our source, then we won't worry one way or the other who becomes elected and who becomes the president today.
And those are very wise words, as always, coming from you, Chap Oscar. And I have been praying, and I do have faith in God, and I do have faith in the citizens of this country. I really, truly do. And that's what's held me together through all this hatred, vitriol. It's just so scary and so stressful. I know that for me, I didn't make any appointments today to go anywhere. I'm so glued to the set. Every minute I want to know what's happening. And this never before has there been a time you come home, you listen to the results, you root for your candidate. But what's scary is that it doesn't end when the ballots are all in. It just begins, because once there's a winner announced, let's just say it's Hillary, all the Trump haters will no doubt come out of the woodwork. It'll be amazing to me if he concedes the election, if he loses, because he's been planting those seeds of sabotage, fixed, all of that all this time. If he does, in fact, win, then the Clinton supporters will be in tremendous pain. I doubt that there'll be any damage, real damage from this side, because we haven't seen evidence of that. But no matter who wins, it really is just going to start. The fun begins.
Well, Joyce Barry and Friends Show, Joyce, you have a mandate on your life, and I've been with you 4 or 5 years now. You have a mandate to continue to excite and empower all communities. That's the mandate on your life. And 5 days a week is significant. And we need to learn to pay attention, Joyce, to a vision, articulated vision, and what God wants us to become now as a nation. Vision comes only from prayer and discernment. So the community, Joyce, and this is so important, our community, our USA, our nation, our America must become vision-led rather than a person-led. And I'm going to say that again. We need to lead with a godly vision and not be dependent on one person or any person leading us. And that's why, Joyce, you have the challenge right now to move your conversation up and give us the kind of vision that will lift all of our hearts and eyes at this moment.
And I agree with you, Oscar. I so agree with you. anyone who knows me knows that I'm a people person. I care about people. I never see color. I never did. You're either a good person or you're not. I am not interested in your sexual preference. Whatever it is, I don't judge you. I'm not interested in what holidays you support. I don't judge you. I look to the differences in our race, religion, holidays, passions. I look to it to understand the differences and grow from it and learn from it and support it as mine. So I certainly know what you're talking about, Oscar. It's just that tensions are so high. All I'm saying that whoever wins, we have to preserve our Constitution. We have to move together. We have to have unity and peace. And we have to have innovative leadership, your words, Oscar, like never before, because we're in a time like never before.
Well, nobody uses their time as wisely on the radio as you do, Joyce. And I'm not kissy-pooing you, but you understand culture. You've been a leader for many years on the radio, and you understand the cultures, the many cultures that we have in this nation. And that's one of the things that brings the Joyce Barry and Friends show distinction. It brings a sense of authenticity. And you have the kind of integrity, Joyce, you have modeled leadership with your integrity, your willingness to work with all cultures, and to also articulate a vision and a takeaway on every show. And so I want to say, moving forward, we need to get behind your show even more fervently.
And I thank you. And, you know, I really wrestled with, you know, coming on these kind of shows and showing impartiality. But I had to, in the end, be true to myself, be true to my beliefs, not sell out my soul like a Ted Cruz who Donald Trump told him his father had something to do with the JFK assassination, that his wife was ugly. He said all those things. And then what do we see? Ted Cruz in a Trump campaign office making phone calls to support Trump. If that is not selling out one soul because he was fearful of losing the support of his party, the Republican Party, I could never sell out my soul to anyone. So, but I totally will say that if, God forbid, Trump gets into office, I will not really be on the other side of any kind of anger or, you know, terrible things that people out there might be choosing to do. I want to see peace. I want to see joy. I want to see harmony.
Well, Joyce, really right now we have been exposed to a picture of, I have no word for it, but sorry face leadership who are attached to ambition. I see it around me everywhere, particularly in the circles I travel with pastors and church leaders. You know, ambition, I could tell you, could get very ugly, and you really sell your soul for ambition. And ambitious people, Joyce, and you know for a fact, they never serve others. They just serve themselves, and they're wrapped up in their own self-glorification. And that's why Jesus Christ trusted his disciples, and he worked with them to destroy the pride they had in each other. And pride destroys the mission. Pride will destroy leaders, and pride destroys our community. So when you have ambition and then you got it mixed in with pride, that's a poor that's a poor mix, and it does not gel well. And we need to take note. When these people come up for re-election, we should be aggressive and put a check note by it, because whether they come up for election now, and like I said, I don't want to get involved with too much and get our time consumed with what's going on today, but I can make these suggestions, Joyce. Your show, your leadership. You have been a person who God has chosen to make a difference to America. And you very well, Joyce, might be the organizing force, because you have a priority to spread love and peace. I believe you know the differences of all of us, all the different cultures, and you have set forth a platform where we all can have rich communication and dialogue. And you hold very high standards of personal responsibilities. And your core character issues, Joyce, are cultural sensitivity, integrity, you're honest, you're trustworthy. And so today, my vote is for the queen of toys. Talk radio, Joyce Barry.
I thank you, Oscar. You said the good Lord has chosen me to be the voice of goodness, mercy, love, compassion, forgiveness.
Yes.
I have chosen
yes.
you, Oscar Smith, as my spiritual counsel, as the voice for radio, you know, about being at one with one another and respecting each other for our differences. Folks, I want to refer you to yesterday's show. We had Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, the executive vice president of the New York Board of Rabbis, and the topic was surviving the election. We all know that this election is like no other, and the fear of your candidate losing. So the rabbi has some wise words. I urge you in our archives to listen to yesterday's show. And also, when you're in our archives, check out on October 18, Oscar Smith, Reclaiming America. These are two shows that will really help you, whatever it is you're going through, dealing with. These are very, very good, on-the-mark kind of shows to get us all through this. And I just want to say that I had the rabbi on that show, which was yesterday, and a priest from the Archdiocese, our friend, Father Brian McWeeny. He'll either be on the show Monday or perhaps Friday. He's juggling his schedule because we want to hear that voice as well. So we do give listen to our spiritual counsel to guide us and get us through this.
Well, that's excellent, Joyce. And, you know, when I listen to the rabbi, the priest, I listen to Beverly Natlin, your whole stable of thought leaders and speakers, I can tell you, Joyce, you have a handle on the differences that we need to embrace as we move forward in this country. There's a direct connection to the generation of new innovation, growth, and wealth of many kinds coming to this country. And so it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, but you, Joyce, have been embraced as a leader and an innovator at every level. And I believe this show, when people listen to it and they understand your heart and all the other many shows, all the many years that you brought us to Joyce Barry and Friends show, we need to all chip in and make sure your shows every day is distributed to an ever-changing American marketplace. And your show leads off every day with innovation, leadership, diversity, and inclusion. That's what you've been about, Joyce. And that's why we have to be vision-led and not people-led at this hour.
I'm going to say it this way, what you just said. We have to be vigilant and not vigilantes.
That's a good
we
way
have
to put it.
We have to be on the side of good. Be vigilant, not vigilantes, given what is predicted, what may happen, no matter who wins this election. That's my words. Be vigilant, not vigilante. Folks, there is a reason to listen to our show every day because we're sure to deliver the best of the best. And here in the words of our health guru, why you should be listening every day, listen up to our friend Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask you to partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage, Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left. Please click on follow right below that picture, and you will get an email every day of each show, each topic, each guest. You need not miss any show, because if you can't join us at 11 a.m. Eastern when we are live, you can hear our shows in the archives 24/7. Another website I want to bring you to is one of my favorites, www.news, spelled N-E-W-Z, Z like in zebra, newspost.com. Oscar, why don't you tell folks a little about that? It's an extraordinary site, and it's your baby.
Well, we're excited about News Post. News Post has been around for right at 2 years or so now. But recently, we have come together and updated that whole site, all the news feeds, and wanted to highlights of our site is the Joyce, Barry, and Friends Corner.
It's a really new site that's so extraordinary. News being fed up to the minute live, and he's telling you how important it is that he promoted our radio show. Only you, Oscar. We love you.
Well, you know, Joyce, the News Post, it embraces local and global news, has technical features, have good blogs, great photography. It's just a different site. And our goal now that we have upgraded this site, we're looking for anywhere from 50,000 to 80,000 page views a month within the next 30 to 60 days. There's been a lot of print media. These companies have collapsed. There's been several major online news gathering organizations that have folded recently. And so it's been a perfect setup, perfect opportunity. We had to increase our bandwidth and increase our page speed and the security of our page. And so we've done that. And so, yes, Joyce, you're going to see more and more. And one of the things that we're going to be working on in the next 24 hours is getting your show up where every day people could go to News Post and get a catalog of all your upcoming shows and all your past and present shows. That was a goal that we had several months ago, and we made sure that's done. But Joyce, I want to get back to the topic. I love this erectile dysfunction, and your goal, Joyce, and has always been your goal, to elevate the significance and the importance of people. I'm going to say that again, Joyce. Your goal, the Joyce Marion Friend Show, has had as a mandate and a mission to elevate the significance and the importance of people. So I can, and I believe all of the listeners today will understand your heart, Joyce. But at the end of the day, that's what your heartbeat is, elevating the significance and importance of all people. And I want to salute you again for that, Joyce.
And thank you. You know, and sometimes I really try to hold back because some of my very close friends are voting the other way, family voting the other way, but I can't. So forgive me, folks, for my passion, for my honesty, my integrity, because I can't help but speak my truth. So it's really difficult when those closest, so many really close to me, have stated they'll vote the other way. And I guess my friend Stefan said it best, we can agree to disagree. So I say, yes, absolutely, we can agree to disagree. And what's right is right, what's fair is fair. Just let the, quote, best woman win.
Well, I can say this, Joyce, that you're getting these differences because of your openness and your willingness to listen. And I made a decision years ago, Joyce, I will not communicate with anyone that's just going to have a one-way conversation with me. And one of the things with your chat room, your availability on email, you make yourself so available that I'm sure people look at you as a friend and, you know, they share with you. And so I understand why a person would have, even if they're voting for a different person, have these conversations with you. But Joyce, is a nation moving forward, we all need to master the art of seeing differences differently. I can't begin to tell you, as I hear all of the, and I, you know, several guys this morning, they kind of flipped their vest and showed me firearms. These are pastors now.
Really?
These people are looking for a nasty outcome from these elections. I mean, there's a lot of hatred. There's a lot of animosity ratcheted up. And so, we need to master the art of discernment and the art of seeing differences differently. Out of this election, we need to start looking at each other differently and distinctly and making the differences in others be something that we can create an environment which is conducive to breakthrough. Now, what I mean, Joyce, when people listen to your show, it does not matter what their diverse identity or differentiator may be. It might be skin color, it might be gender, it might be ethnicity or sexual orientation. But all of these are important aspects of diversity. And when we're dealing in the workplace, in the marketplace, we as leaders, we as communicators, we as constructive people moving forward, we need to pay attention to these differences and look at them differently and look at them in a way where we create environments which is conducive to breakthroughs. I think there's a breakthrough once we settle down from these elections, from your guy, that guy, this woman, whatever. Once we settle that, we still have to get back into the business of America, the business of USA, the business of our country. And we have to make it a goal now, Joyce, to look for our differences and be conducive to undermining breakthroughs from each one of us.
And that breakthrough is what we really, really need. I mean, what a perfect show to have you on Election Day, where it's like the day that the vote is cast, and then tomorrow, what's going to happen, the uncertain future. So you're a wonderful voice on how to handle it if, in fact, God forbid, our candidate doesn't win the White House. So believe me, Oscar, I'm taking note of everything you're saying, because that could happen. None of us know what's going to – it is so razor-thin tight, this election. It's not like it's miles apart. And in a season of surprises right from beginning each day, every day, one has no idea, no way of telling what this outcome will be. They talked about Cubs winning after 108 years. Who would have predicted that at the start of the season? So there's your example. They talk about Brexit, where all the exit polls showed that Britain was not going to leave, that it was not going to happen. All the polls, and look what happened. So this is what is predictable is the unpredictable.
Well, the opportunities to lead are opening up right before our very eyes, Joyce. And I know today, as we make this electile dysfunctional show happen, but right before our very eyes and our very ears, an opportunity, a door has opened for the Joyce Barry and Friends show. And innovation does matter, Joyce. People trust you, they hold you as a person of high integrity and character, they know you understand cultures, they know you're an innovator, but more importantly, Joyce, at this hour, responsibility matters, and anyone for this period of time that has come 5 days a week on radio like you do consistently, I really believe your show is ratcheting up an opportunity where the dimensions of differences will be discussed even more in your show.
And I understand differences, and as I say, as a rule, as a prevalent rule, you never judge people. You accept the differences, you respect the differences, but at the same time, it's fine to stay true to yourself and speak your truth. As it is said by the ever-wise Burke, Edmund Burke, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. And he goes on to say, nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing, because he could do only a little. And I stand by all of that, because each person may say, why should I even vote today? My vote is not going to make a difference. It's one vote. So your vote does matter. You do matter. And what he said, I really take to heart. And Voltaire says, every man is guilty of all the good he did not do. And that is why I say that it's important to say what's true for you and not wait till it's too late. Shimon Peres, a great leader of Israel, says it's better to be controversial for the right reasons than to be popular for the wrong reasons. So that was also something that these things really, really hit home to me. Oscar, your thoughts on that?
Well, many people, because you mentioned Shimon Peres, you mentioned others, but you know, Joyce, I hear it as a chaplain. I heard it months ago when this was ratcheted up here in, and I live in, you know, from people that don't know, I live in Nashville, Tennessee. And I actually had who I thought was a pretty decent person stand up and say he doesn't want a Muslim to come anywhere near him. And I said, listen, understand something. If you could see, he's got 3 boys and 2 girls. He's got 5 children, young ages. I said, what are you going to do if one of them goes to the emergency room? Are you going to tell them you don't want a Muslim to touch your children? I mean, the reality is we need to understand many people of different religions and faiths and backgrounds propose a threat to many people. But when they wake up and understand, you might have that strong feeling, but you really, in 5 minutes' time, you might need a Muslim or a Sikh. You might need a rabbi. You might need the black guy. You might need the white guy. I mean, diversity, we need to have a forum to debate. Like I said, Joyce, your show is going to be a forum where we debate about our differences of religions, faith, races. This dialogue needs to be open because this man had a whole crescendo of people applauding him. And then the reality set in. You can't have a choice when you get in a medical situation or other situation. If you go to a hotel, how can you dictate who owns that hotel?
I just wanted to say, with reference to the Muslims, there was the Khan family about their heroic son who died in the line of duty, that even Trump attacked them. The way he attacked McCain, he's not a hero. He got caught. To me, a hero is one who does not get caught. He mocked the disabled people. The list just goes on and on and on to substantiate my strong feelings. But I just want to say one thing about Muslims. An incident that only happened a few days ago. My sister and I went to a very charming restaurant to have dinner. And the gentleman came in at the other table with a woman. I don't know why he came out and said it, but he just out of nowhere said, I'm a Muslim and I love this restaurant. They have really good food and you should try XYZ. So first when he said, I'm a Muslim, my sister immediately shook his hand and she said, how nice to meet you. Because it was a small restaurant and, you know, kind of a closed, you know, it wasn't spread out. So then he went to his table and when he ordered, he sent over a dish to us. The waitress came over and she said, this is courtesy of that gentleman. So he treated us to his favorite dish, a specialty dish. So I'm just bringing out, you know, not only there are Muslims that are good people like every other facet of society, the good and the bad, the good lawyers, the bad ones, the good doctors, the bad ones. But you never know when you're getting that blood transfusion who it's coming from. I know that in Israel, they save many, many lives of the Arab people. I know that is fact, that they save their lives and they treat them as their own. Those that you think they wouldn't want to save. So I just want to see this country have today or shall we say tomorrow after the fact, be the first day of all of our lives as citizens in a democracy, really being there for each other.
Yeah. That means everything, Joyce, because, you know, listening to this whole you and Marilyn going to a restaurant, somebody comes up. There is much to learn from those who have transcended division, deep hurts, deep injustices, and you lead the way, Joyce, for healing by example. You could have said, no, but you didn't. So you lead by example, and this is why, and I know it sounds to some like I'm kind of, you know, on your bandwagon. Well, I am on the Joyce Barry and Friends bandwagon because you have transcended yourself to a point where you understand what's going on and you articulate responsibly the importance of bringing all of our differences to the table. And again, we have to, like you said, Joyce, tomorrow begins the first day of the rest of our life, which we all want to be the best of our lives.
And for the country as well. I pray for this country.
Exactly.
And I love having that rabbi and priest I referenced earlier on our show, Father McWeeny and Rabbi Potasnik, because they call themselves brothers in faith. And that, to me, is my favorite role model of all time. The rabbi goes with the priest to Christmas Mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the priest goes to Passover services. And they often talk at all these functions, you know, like at a 9/11 together to bring all people together. Brothers in faith, the rabbi introduced me to the priest, and the priest, now, mind you, I'm Jewish, but I do a Christmas show on Christmas Day every year, and who better to have talk about Christmas than someone high up in the archdiocese, Father McWeeny, on his Facebook page. He's shaking hands with the Pope, and his busiest day of the year, Christmas Day, he's with Joyce Barry and Friends giving us our Christmas show with 100 reasons why his time won't permit it. He makes it work every year. So that's why I'm so grateful to all good people. I don't see color, race, religion, sexual preference. I said it earlier on. I'm saying it again. I see one fellow human being. If you're a good person, a kind person, you matter.
Well, that's excellent, Joyce. And, you know, you have an uncanny gift to bring the rabbi, the priest, the chaplains, the pastors, you have that gift to bring people of all nations, creed, cultures, all types of differences from different communities. And so you have that gift. And, you know, a year or two ago, Joyce, we talked about my meeting Nelson Mandela and having an opportunity to drive him in a limousine, and you know, he had a word that will serve as a good model for our conversation today. And he says, I came across some timely wisdom. He spent 27, 28 years incarcerated, and the purpose of studying history, this is Nelson Mandela speaking, the purpose of studying history is not to deride human action, not to weep over it or to hate it, but to learn from it as we contemplate our future. And so let's look today to contemplating, today's electoral dysfunction day, but tomorrow, let's not wait till tomorrow. Let's contemplate our future now. And Gandhi also told us about the realities that separate us when he said, it may long be before the law of love will be recognized in internal affairs. The machineries of government stand between and hide the hearts of one people from those of another. So this government, regardless of who sits in that office, we need to be vision-led and not people-led.
Oscar, what message would you like to leave our audience? And right after that, I ask that you lead us in prayer.
Well, the message to take away today, Joyce, and I know we've discussed the two candidates for presidency, and hours later, we're going to have the people's choice. And so
yes.
I would say, in light of, like I said, a couple of people I was with this morning carrying and kind of bragging about their firearms, I want to see us as a country embrace humanity. That's the key to our future. That is the key to American survival. We have to embrace each other, embrace our diversities, and embrace humanity. And so I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Joyce, you know that's who I pray, we come before you today to claim your promises, and I like to give scripture, 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. It says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, and require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And that's what we need to do now, Joyce. We need to be those people called by God's name. And I thank you today, Joyce, for choosing. I know you had many today, but thank you for choosing Chap Oscar today to celebrate electile dysfunction and offer some type of remedy and encouragement to work with each other moving into our future.
Thank you so much, Chap Oscar. God bless you, Chap Oscar, and your family. I really appreciate you joining us on this historic occasion. And folks, I want to share with you my special prayer. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, enjoy that prayer. Take it to heart, because we do wish you only the very best. And we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. Wow. She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.